Day 2 of the 2026 Tornado World Championship in Quiberon showcases the intense challenges athletes face in shifting conditions. Competitors wait ashore as the sea breeze hesitates, but patience pays off with the race committee's timely call to action at 14:15, launching the fleet into a stable 7-9 knot wind. The first race features close tactical battles, with the winner crossing the finish in exactly 35 minutes, matching the race committee's target time. Following a course adjustment for a 15-degree wind shift, the second race kicks off in increasingly favorable 12-14 knot winds, delivering thrilling high-speed competition. However, the excitement turns dangerous as conditions worsen. Several boats capsize, revealing issues with recovery and safety protocols. A helmsman suffers suspected rib injuries, leading to a complicated recovery operation. The race officer and safety teams respond effectively, ensuring all sailors return safely. As the weather turns tumultuous with a violent 90-degree wind shift and rising storm conditions, the race committee wisely abandons the third race to prioritize safety. Despite only two races completed, the day highlights the adrenaline of tornado racing and the professionalism of the crews. Upcoming days may present similar challenges as the competition continues.